Spotlight. I'm Chrissy Wozniak. This week, I'm in Salinas, California at the FIRA USA conference, which is the conference, the only conference in North America dedicated to agrobotics and autonomous solutions. It's an excellent show, and I'm going to be talking to a bunch of the exhibitors, the companies that are here showcasing what they do in the world of ag tech. So stay with me while I talk to some incredible people here at the show. So we're here at FIRA USA, and I am here with Claire Delaney from FarmNG joining us here. So do you want to tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, for sure. So my name is Claire. I'm CTO at FarmNG. I have a background in robotics and been doing robotics for about 20 years now. And most recently joined FarmNG and tried to apply robotics to agriculture.
Amazing. And I also just heard that you used to work for NVIDIA.
That's correct. I worked on developed the robotics department over there.
Amazing. So what is FarmNG focused on?
So at FarmNG, we focus on building very low-cost autonomous robots with a good, well-integrated software stack. And the idea is that we build foundational block for other people to build final applications.
Wow.
So let's say we provide the autonomy and the robot, but in the end, we work with students or with a research institute or even farms to develop a weeder attachment or a seeder attachment. And what we really provide and open is the hardware, but of course the software also. So you can really write apps for the farm.
That's incredible. And so what brought you to FIRA today, and what are you hoping to get out of the show?
What brought me to FIRA is just an amazing event, the only one mixing robotics and agriculture, so I had to come. That was mandatory. And what I tried to get out of the show is learn more about the field and of course, introduce our new product, which is the V7 Amiga, which is our newest addition to our fleet of robots. But I think we also hope really to understand where Amiga and FarmNG fits in this ecosystem of robotics, and how can we integrate better our software with other companies or other applications.
Awesome. And what are you excited about the future of ag tech? It sometimes feels like we're here. We can't get any better. But what do you see in the future? What are you excited about?
Yeah, so that's a very good point. It feels like agriculture is already done and there's nothing else to do, and it's already on rails, right? But I think because the technology is going so fast, and because, if you look at all the students going to school nowadays, they all know how to code and how to, like, add technology to farming applications. So I really believe that we have a very good shot in the next years to reshape a little bit how agriculture is implemented today. And I'm pretty sure we're still going to have like the big farms that have to produce a lot to be able to save, like to produce food for most of the planet. But I'm pretty sure that we're going to see more and more application where a restoration of ecosystem and work with restoration of the grounds, it's going to become also more and more mainstream. And I think there's tons of innovation there because we don't know the practices. We don't have the material yet. We don't have the hardware. And so there's a lot to invent. And I can tell you, working with students in agriculture, I can see how the new generation is full of ideas and ambition. And so I'm pretty sure that it's just going to happen as long as we provide platforms and the base, basically hardware and software, for it to happen. And that's really our mission at FarmNG.
Amazing. I love your passion. So wonderful. Well, thanks so much for stopping by to have a chat.
Thank you very much. Thanks. My pleasure.
Hi, I'm here with Penny Nagel from Persistence Data Mining, and here at FIRA USA. What do you think of the show so far?
Oh, it's fantastic. I love the FIRA shows. This is my second go around with FIRA, looking at all the new ag innovation. As a generational farmer, I love to see what's coming out around the corner and be able to showcase our technology, which is the Soilytics platform, using soil spectroscopy to map soil nutrients. Basically, We're replacing a 40, 90-year-old chemical wet lab process with soil spectroscopy. It has been a standardized method now, and we've also been working with the Food and Agricultural Organization of the United Nations to bring this globally to the world to help grow better food.
Wow, that's incredible. So can you tell me about how it works?
So how it works is we basically scan the soil, and then we have a proprietary algorithm and model that goes in and sees how much fertilizer you need based on the nutrient content. So it's replacing chemical wet lab processing, and it's faster and easier to use in the field.
Wow. So it can be, you can get results on farm then?
So yes, we're automating that process so that you can get results. We're also helping automate the process as far as hardware. So you can easily take core samples, process them according to the standardized method, and kick back results in near real time.
That's incredible. And where are you located?
So we're located in San Diego, California, and our farm, of course, is in central Illinois in Mount Auburn. So we're excited to be able to impact both California growers for their nutrient management needs, as well as big row crops in the Midwest.
Amazing. And so here at Vera, you're watching robots, you're seeing the demos and all of this amazing technology. What are you most excited about for the future of agriculture?
I think the biggest thing I'm excited about is the ability to stop applying synthetic chemicals to our ground. There's a big push to reduce the amount of synthetic fertilizers as well as chemicals for weeds. So I'm really excited about how we might be able to work not just on the nutrient side, but also work in collaboration with other groups that are already scanning the ground for weeds in order to reduce the input costs for the farmer. I mean, nutrients right now are about 32% of my input costs. It's expensive for the farmer. And we've done some studies where it actually shows that the food is more nutritious when we're mitigating the risks of over-fertilization by having more granular data of each field.
Amazing. Well, that sounds very exciting. And thank you so much for stopping by and chatting.
Okay. Thank you very much for having me.
USA with Ray Baeza of Agriculture Defense Group. And he has a very interesting company. I'll let him do a bit of an introduction and tell us about the company.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you, Chrissy, for having me. I appreciate it. Hi, everyone. My name is Ray Baeza. I'm the founder of Agriculture Defense Group, which its main objective is to bring cybersecurity awareness and cybersecurity visibility into the smart ag tech community and industry as a whole. As you know, as we go more futuristic and we bring more technologies into the field, unfortunately that opens up a new threat landscape and more possibilities to not only affect the farmers on a granular level, but affect our food supply at a national level. So at a very high level, that's the company's objective. So yeah.
Amazing. And we were talking beforehand a little bit about the threat to just everyday farms, which I don't think a lot of producers think about day to day, about the risk that they're at. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, definitely. So when I started this company a couple years ago, I started analyzing what is the risk that the industry faces, what are issues that the industry faces, and I started finding a lot of risk associated with that. Right, everything from firmware at the application level of these new technologies that are just open source that pretty much anybody can install anything on these technologies to at a company level, for example, on an insider threat level, where you have our foreign countries like, for example, China, that wants our research and development, our seed development, wants to find ways where they can steal proprietary information from our farmers, from our huge companies, so they can circumvent the research and development process and save millions of dollars and then find a way to make the product cheaper and faster, right? So as you can see, the threats and the risks that I feel like not only do farmers, but the agriculture industry as a whole faces is very fast. And it's just kind of, it's actually kind of quite scary if you don't, when you actually think about it. So.
Yeah, that's right. With our whole lives online now, that you know, there is a lot of risk there. So yeah. It's good you do what you do. And what are you most excited about ag tech these days and going into the future?
Yeah, definitely. I think we're in an exciting time. Not only is us society as a whole, but I'm excited to see all these new fantastic technologies that are out here today. I think it's a great time to be in this industry. I think it's not only that to not only transform the industry, but as well as push the next frontier in agriculture technologies. At the end of the day, obviously, the industry faces a lot of challenge from labor shortages to global warming to other factors that are out of people's controls. So I think it's cool. That's what I'm excited about is that checking out these new technologies and seeing how they work and see what problems they fix. So it's a fun time.
Yeah, for sure. And we can go to a trade show and watch robots roaming around us.
Yeah,
it feels like we're in the Jetsons sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
So why did you come to FEAR USA, and how far did you come from?
Yeah, so I just wanted to come to, I've been doing a lot of research on ag tech and figuring out the vulnerabilities and cybersecurity applications there. And I figured, why not come here to where they actually have the technologies that I'm researching and trying to exploit and stuff and, see if I can, if I can't get my hands on something, or B, just get more information on these technologies, talk to the vendors and see what cybersecurity measures they're taking, or if it's even on their plate, right? To get a better idea of the industry as a whole. And to answer the second part of the question, so I'm actually from Northern California, Davis, California. But I currently came from Los Angeles just because that's where I'm at right now. So it was quite of a drive. I think Google Maps was lying. It only said 4 hours, but I feel like it took me 6 hours to get here. I kind of traveled from Southern California up to Northern California. So
awesome. Well, thanks so much for talking to me today.
For sure. Thank you.
Hi, I'm here today with Tim Bucher of Agtonomy. Tim, do you want to tell me, give me a rundown about what Agtonomy does?
Well, we're a startup about 2.5 years old, and we've developed a software platform that we work with equipment manufacturers, trusted equipment manufacturers of farmers, to help accelerate making their equipment smart. And what do I mean by that? So we have demonstrations of vehicles that are fully autonomous, all electric, and they're helping getting the work done in permanent crops or high-value crops, so the fruit and nut trees, vineyards, things of that nature.
Amazing. And I heard that one of the companies you work for is actually Bobcat, too.
Yeah, that is a public announcement. So yeah. Bobcat is integrating Agtonomy technology into new vehicles. At Agtonomy, we don't believe we should build tractors because there's companies out there that have been doing it for decades or even a century. And they know how to make equipment last in these harsh agricultural environments. So that's why we want to be, we're a partnering company where we basically help accelerate their digital transformation.
Yeah, that's amazing. And so what have you thought about the show this year, FEARA USA?
I think the show has been great. What I really like is the way the companies are sharing information, because we really do have to work as a community, as agriculture brings more and more technology in, right? Ag tech is a word that didn't exist 10 years ago, and now people talk about it, which is good. Agriculture desperately needs technology in order to feed the world, in order to save the world. And that's been a great community aspect of FEARA here. So,
yeah, those are great points. And so what are you most excited about for the future of agriculture?
I'm most excited about the evolution of implements, or attachments, if you want to call them that. When you think about the tractors and, kind of making them autonomous, that's all fine and wonderful. But it's what farmers care about is getting jobs done. And when you have these digital vehicles, you can do more precise work and different kinds of work that you've never been able to do before. So I'm seeing a huge future for implement manufacturers who can now, instead of, having a power takeoff mechanical spinner that's been the same for about 100 years, and do things a little bit differently. So bringing the smarts also to the implements, and then working in conjunction with the tractors so that you actually get a better job done. And that's something we're showcasing. We have some implement partnerships that were announced this week, such as a all-electric electrostatic sprayer. That's controlled by Agtonomy. It plugs into, instead of a PTO, it plugs into a connector that has power and data on it.
Wow.
And then the Agtonomy platform called Telefarmer controls it. And that's with OnTarget, a big electrostatic spraying company.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for stopping by for the chat today.
You bet. Thank you.
I'm here with Colin Hurd from Mock. here at Fear USA today. And do you want to tell me a little bit about what you do at Mock?
Sure. We're a technology supplier for autonomy. So we work with a number of OEMs in the ag space, construction, industrial.
Nice. That's awesome. Have you, were you at the show last year as well?
I attended, but we didn't have a booth. So we have a booth this year, and we're excited to talk about a couple new products that we're releasing. So,
What are those products?
Yeah, so one is our Mock Perception device, which is a ruggedized compute and integrated camera. So you can do obstacle detection, safety perception, and it, you know, it's made for ag, so you can throw it on the outside of a tractor or a machine, and it's going to stand up to the elements. Our other device is called Mock Nexus, so it's really a ruggedized communications tool. So as you need to switch between various modes of communication, it can support that, from radio to Wi-Fi to cellular, and again, has a little bit of compute on it, so you can run some processing and optimize it for whatever the application is.
Amazing. I know that's a big issue where there's not good service. So you're saying it can switch between the different modes?
Yeah, it's really one of the reasons why we developed the product, is because we couldn't find anything off the shelf that could support going in and out of cellular, being near or far from a base station. And so that's where this will optimize. Typically, it'll choose the best mode of communication for the environment that it's in, and by having the radio integrated to it, you can achieve pretty long range line of sight communication with any vehicle that's in the field. And the other feature that I'm really, even I think it's more impactful, is you can have multiple machines in the field using a radio based network, which will allow you to kind of have a master view of everything that's in the field, maintain communication with those machines, and not have to be dependent on cell.
Oh, wow. That sounds like it's about time for that kind of technology.
Absolutely.
That's amazing. So what are you seeing here at the show, and what's your feeling overall so far?
You know, it's really cool. You get so many startups at a show like this, and so you see a lot of really early stage technology that's coming into ag, trying to solve some really big problems. And so it's fun to see how different companies are approaching different challenges in ag. And, you know, at Mock, we started out really in ag by supporting a startup like that. And now they're a big name in the space, and they've been very successful with autonomy. And so we always are looking for ways to speed up the product development cycle that has to happen to introduce new technology into the ag space. So it's an exciting show. It's cool to see what's out there.
Amazing. And so what are you most excited about the future of agriculture, with the way things are moving fast? What are you excited about?
I mean, there's a really big opportunity, obviously, to reduce the labor requirements around farming. And I think that'll be really impactful. But the other thing, especially that I'm excited about, is with a lot of this technology, especially products like our Mock Perception, we can greatly increase the safety of farming. So as you may know, farming is still one of the most dangerous industries that you can participate in. And by increasing the proximity of people from machines and making that a bigger distance, there's a lot to gain from just a safety perspective. And so, you know, to me, that's super exciting. If it, you know, on one hand, we can produce food more efficiently, but on the other hand, if we can produce it more safely, that's a huge win, I think, for the industry and everybody involved.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for stopping by.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Hi, so I'm here today with Ed Serber from EDIT, and he's here out in the beautiful sunshine in Salinas, California, enjoying the show. So do you want to give me a little intro of what you do and talk about your company a little bit?
Absolutely. So EDIT, what we're trying to do is solve some issues with regard to pollination. So specifically right now, we're focused on pistachios and almond trees, but one of the big challenges that's, I think, some growers are aware of, but maybe not really thinking about forefront in their mind right now, is pollination. And so we're trying to help solve that with a mechanical solution.
Right. Oh, that's awesome. So what did you come to FIRA for? What's your goal here?
Our goal here is to really just get the word out about who we are, what we do, and really just to kind of raise awareness around the issues that are related to pollination. So as I mentioned, growers are very intimate with their own crop, whatever it is they're growing, whether it's pistachios, almonds, cherries, avocados, etc. And the sort of current the current way that growers at a commercial level are trying to solve or mitigate the issue with pollination, just as they have been for a while, is either with insects, which most people are aware of, bees, honeybees flying around the orchards and doing the work of Mother Nature, or wind. There are some crops that are actually wind pollinated. But the challenges that some of the growers are facing right now, especially with the insect pollinated crops, is that the cost of bees are going up. And also because of various climate issues and things of that sort, the bee populations are really being impacted right now. And we're not here to hurt or help the bees. We're trying to provide the grower a different solution that they could go to without having to need bees. And so we're just trying to raise awareness. I mean, we're just trying to, you know, sort of educate people that there is another way to pollinate a crop that doesn't require bees or wind. So that's kind of our goal here. Yeah.
So that's I'm super curious about it all. Can you give me some examples of what those alternative ways are?
So there's been folks in the past that have been trying to help a grower who are using bees. I'll just talk about the bee situation because that's the most kind of popular one. One of the problems that we're seeing is that the bee population is on decline. So this year, for example, in the almond industry and just in the growing industry in general, is about 54% of the bee population died. And beekeepers do a great job at they'll revive those hives, they'll bring them back for the next season. But these numbers are growing every year, and so we were actually able to work with a few growers to come in and alongside the bees, apply pollen mechanically in the orchard and help them set their crop for the season. So that's one example. Pistachios is another example we're kind of focused on right now. And pistachio growers know that pistachios are wind pollinated. They don't require an insect traditionally, especially at a commercial level. But even what we're doing when we come in and we can actually provide some supplemental pollen in addition to what the wind is doing, that they're going to see more crop. We're trying to give the grower another option, I guess, if you will. Right.
Right. Wow. That's really interesting. I had no idea there were other options out there. So, walking around here at FIRA, you see robots roaming around and it feels like we're in the future. So what are you excited about the future of ag tech?
Yeah, well, I think just the innovation, the technology, there's a lot of brilliant people coming together to try and solve the numerous problems that are facing ag. I think that, you know, we're obviously addressing the pollination perspective, but soil health and irrigation, you know, pesticide use, there's all sorts of buzzwords and lots of things that are kind of floating around the industry. And what is always exciting for me is that there's people constantly trying to step up to solve these problems with growers on behalf of growers, you know, doing it not sort of in a black box somewhere, but actually getting out into the fields and working with growers to ask the questions, what are the problems that you're facing? What can we help you with? And so that's what I really appreciate about ag tech in general, is that it's like this really cool blend of technology, innovation, but with kind of basic stuff of Mother Nature growing a crop, and it's sort of coming together and trying to really continue to feed the world at an economic level, you know, without it being crazy expensive. I just think it's fascinating, and I think it's amazing to see the innovation every single year.
Absolutely. And that was very well said. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for stopping by.
Yeah, thank you.
Have a great day.
You too.
Hi, I'm here today with Tiarco Leifer. And he's from FarmWise. We're here at FIRA USA. And do you want to tell me a little bit about what FarmWise does?
Yeah, thanks, Chrissy, for having me. So FarmWise does computer vision-based robots that we implement in the field. We do, the last 3 years, we've done weeding as a service for customers. And we are just transitioning this year to offering a tractor-pulled implement.
Wow, that's amazing. So you manufacture the equipment as well?
We partner with manufacturers that have experience building robust agricultural equipment, and we do the designs and the software and the electronics that ride on top of that.
Amazing. And what's the service area, the location that you're serving right now?
So historically, the last 3 years, we've serviced the Salinas Valley and adjacent markets in California, as well as the desert Imperial Valley and Yuma, Arizona markets. And now that we're transitioning from only providing a service to also having a farmer-owned model, we'll be expanding to other parts of the United States.
Amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And so what do you think about the show this week?
It's awesome to get so many innovative companies together, to get a chance to meet with partners, to have growers come through. We've had a ton of students come through, get excited about the application of technology into agriculture and how technology can be used to solve problems that farmers are facing today.
I'm excited to see so many youth here this week. It's amazing the questions they're asking, and it's exciting. So what are you most excited about the future of ag?
Yeah, I think we're, you know, just at a crossroads here where some of the challenges like labor availability that have been in ag for a long time but really gotten tougher over the last few years, that technologies like computer vision and robotics and AI have gotten to the level of maturity, reliability, simplicity, that they can be put into practice in agriculture to deliver results day in, day out, not just for a demonstration, but to be a core piece of people's operations.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for stopping by today, and I hope you have a great show.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Hi, I'm here with Bonnie Friel from Fort Robotics here at FIRA USA. How are you doing today?
Great, thanks.
Awesome. So do you want to tell me about Fort Robotics, what you guys do, and why you're here?
Yeah, so Fort Robotics, our mission as a company is to ensure that robots cause no harm. So we develop a robotics control platform that makes it safer for people and robots to work together. So we have things like remote controls and wireless e-stop devices, things that allow a human being to intervene if something goes wrong with a robot and shut down their machines from a safe distance.
That's good. I just got the vision of my Roomba in my house and how much trouble it gets into. Yeah. And I always think about that when I think about farm robotics, is what kind of trouble can a robot get into on the farm? If it can get into so much trouble in my house.
Exactly. And yeah, these are much bigger robots. So you can imagine they could cause some real harm if you don't have a safe way to control them.
Right. That's right. So how do those sensors work? Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Sure. So we actually have remote controls and receivers that communicate via ISM radio or Bluetooth or sometimes Wi-Fi, and they send a two-way signal back and forth. So the remote control is always in constant contact with the receiver, and if it loses connection for any reason, it would trigger an emergency stop.
Yeah, that's amazing. And so what do you think about the show?
It's been really exciting. It's cool to see so many robots in the field and so many new innovations in agricultural technology. And it's just fun to be able to see all the robots in action also.
Yeah, for sure. Do any of them stick out in your head as being something mind-blowing?
Let me see. I've been stuck at our booth for a lot of the time. So I don't know if we can choose just one, but there's definitely been some really fun things to see in the field.
Yeah, absolutely. And so thinking ahead in ag tech, what are you excited about the future?
Well, for us, you know, because we're a safety company, we really think that automation can help make agriculture safer. You know, there's lots of accidents that occur in agriculture today. And if robots are deployed correctly and if they have the right safety controls in place, we think it could really make it a much safer industry. You know, we say that robots replace the tasks that are dull, dirty, or dangerous. So things where you don't really need a human being to be putting themselves in harm's way, robots could do those jobs, and that would free up people to do, you know, more interesting, more kind of human-oriented work. But again, we just want to make sure that it's done safely. So.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's very, very good points. So thank you so much for stopping by, and we'll see you next year probably.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you.
So I'm here with Ben Alfie of Blue White here at FIRA USA, and talking about ag tech and how the show is going. So how's it going for you today?
First of all, it's great, and it's great to be with you again, and it's great to see so many companies at FIRA and showing a showcase of autonomy and robotics. I really enjoy it.
Absolutely. So can you tell me about what Blue White does?
Well, we are a company that is doing autonomous farms, data-driven autonomous farm, where we take any existing tractor, we bolt in and transform it to autonomous in a matter of a day or two, where you can operate different type of tractors, different type of implements, and different type of crops, mainly in vineyards, citrus, and any permanent crops area. We are commercial for the last 3 years, and we have more than 50,000 hours running in California and Washington and globally.
That is amazing. And you're talking just regular John Deere, New Holland, Case tractors, right?
Yeah, I think these guys made great tractors. They're supposed to drive for another quite a few years, and there's no reason to create more cost. And the idea is to show return on investment as soon as possible to all of us.
Yeah, that's incredible. And I know, because I met you last year at this show, you have a really interesting history. Can you talk about your previous life?
So I come from 25 years in the Air Force, dealing as a pilot, but also dealing with autonomous vehicles for 10 years, anything from 2 pounds to 6 tons unmanned vehicles. I've seen disruption. I've seen how we can create capabilities for young people and new capabilities in unmanned systems, and this is why we implemented here.
Yeah, that's incredible. So since you were here last year, tell me what you think about the show this year.
We see many more companies, which is great. It means that there is a demand, and the market is asking for more and more solutions to create safe environment for the 21st century worker. Our kids don't know how to press a clutch. They want to drive an iPad and not to drive in the heat those vehicles. So we see more and more opportunities here, which is amazing. We see more and more interest and more corporations between everybody. We see people from the governments and the OEMs and companies. I think, you know, the future is bright on what I see.
Yep, I would have to agree with you. And so being in ag tech every day, what are you most excited for the future of technology?
I'm most excited that we are creating something that is needed.
Right.
I'm terrified if it will take longer because food will be more expensive, and we'll risk employees today being in an environment which is too hard for them. And I see that it's not a question of if we're going to be in a 21st century of robotic application, is how fast it will be implemented.
Yeah, great points. Well, thank you so much for joining me, and I hope you have a good rest of your show.
Thank you very much.
So I'm here with Josh Veers from UC Merced, and we're talking about being here at the show and ag technology. So Josh, tell me about what you do and about UC Merced.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks so much for having me on this. It's an exciting day, and it's a beautiful day here. Not too hot. I always love being close to the coast. So I'm a professor most of the time. That's what I try to do. So I do a lot of research. A lot of that research is around water and climate and the future of agriculture. But I also have the honor and responsibility of being the Associate Vice Chancellor for Interdisciplinary Research and Strategic Initiatives at the University of California, Merced. And for a lot of people, they may not have heard of UC Merced. It's somewhat new. We're about 20 years old, right? So we opened our doors in 2005. We've grown to almost 10,000 students at this point. We're the 10th and newest campus of the University of California system, and we're uniquely located in the heart of the San Joaquin Valley. So my personal interest in a lot of the activities here is that ag food tech and climate smart food systems are precisely the kinds of things that UC Merced wants to be known for. Because we're so young, we've yet to really define our identity, if you will, other than we're in the San Joaquin Valley. We're serving a student population that's largely been underserved up until now. And so we're filling a critical role in higher education for the Valley. And we're focusing on things that are really important, things like sustainability, sustainability, climate smart food systems, as well as ag food tech. These are new programs for us, and we're fortunate to be building what we call an experimental smart farm. That's 40 acres that will be dedicated as a test bed for new technologies, such as the one rolling behind us right now, but probably outfitted with some cooler sensors and things like that. And that's part of our School of Engineering, which doesn't do traditional ag engineering, but what we say is we do engineering for ag. And that means that we bring together people from computer science, from mechanical engineering, bio. I happen to be in civil and environmental, but we're all focused on problem solving that brings all of our students and faculty together in meaningful ways.
Oh, that's awesome. And the youth coming up, it seems like there's a lot more interest in agriculture recently. And it coming up, are they coming from farms, or is the interest just happening?
Well, that's a great question, and it's a very nuanced answer. So UC Merced is an incredibly diverse place. So about 88% of our students are from one or more underrepresented groups. So that's incredibly diverse. That's the state of California. Interestingly, about 40% of those students are coming from Los Angeles in Southern California. So perhaps a more urban clientele, about 30% from the Bay Area, 30% from the San Joaquin Valley. For the students coming from the San Joaquin Valley, it's the first time for many of them that they've had access to the University of California. And certainly we work with our local colleagues at Cal State, Fresno State, Stanislaus State, and others. But this is the first time that a UC campus has been able to fill that role. Uniquely, 3 out of 4 of our students are first generation college goers. So that's also giving them an opportunity that they wouldn't otherwise have. When it comes to like interest in ag food tech, it really is twofold. Some, perhaps if they've come from the Valley, happen to know ag, but perhaps their families or parents have said, no, you need to stay out of that because there's no opportunity. I think they're recognizing that there is, in fact, an opportunity. And so they're bringing a lot of that knowledge with them, which is great. But then we have students, in fact, that are coming from urban places that discover ag for the first time. And they're really fascinated, not just by the tech, because they're, perhaps well-versed in that and good at it, but the new application around, sustainability and kind of improving our overall food system.
Oh, that's incredible. And so what are you seeing today? What do you think of the show so far?
I think it's fantastic. I participated last year when it was in Fresno. It's part of what we call F3, the Farms Food Future, and our F3 Innovate. And so we work with our partners, the University of California Ag and Natural Resources, the Central Valley Community Foundation, and others. And we're really focused on what we call inclusive innovation. So this is taking knowledge that a lot of our agricultural workforce understands and wants to put into practice. And that means that tech that is being developed needs to be appropriate. It needs to be accessible. It needs to be affordable. And I'm starting to see some of that now. Like not too many years ago, it was big, giant machines that cost a lot of money. And now it's coming in smaller form factors. These are platforms that are highly extensible. This is adding, new implements. It's adding software and applications. And I think that ecosystem is going to draw more people in and make everybody winners. So this isn't just about one company. This is about everybody kind of converging on solutions that are scalable for a variety of sizes. Of growers.
Yeah, that makes sense. And with ag tech growing leaps and bounds, especially in the last decade, what are you looking forward to the most, or what are you excited about in the future of ag tech?
Certainly, we're highly focused on climate smart food systems, and that comes into play in a couple ways. One is energizing the farm ecosystem, and that means decarbonizing the farm ecosystem. And so creating solutions that rely on renewable energy, and that isn't just short term, but over the long term. And that's a mix of renewables as well as things like green hydrogen. It requires advances in battery storage, microgrids. Like, this is an all the above strategy that we need to solve near immediately. And we're starting to see some advances around that. We're dabbling in agrivoltaics. So this is combining, photovoltaic and solar generation with strawberry production, as an example. The other thing that's coming out of our university right now that I'm very excited about is using biochar in manure compost. So being able to couple like our dairies, which are very prolific in our part of the San Joaquin Valley, along with waste from almond orchards, which is also very prolific in the San Joaquin Valley. And we've been able to Professor Rebecca Riles has been able to show that her approach to composting has reduced methane emissions by 84 percent. Like, it's really remarkable. And this is an on-farm strategy that all growers could undertake and doesn't require a lot of logistical transport and things like that. Then the other thing that we're doing, which is, I mean, there are a lot of things we're doing, of course, but the application of artificial intelligence is really starting to take off, and that's in three ways. One is the creation of digital twins, so being able to have a digital farm with growth models and everything else so that you can train a variety of applications on how best to maneuver through farms. That's very cool. AI applications for nut shakers, so the trees that come, basically, the machines that come and shake the trees for the nuts, is being able to use artificial intelligence to find the right frequency, but then also remember it because it's geolocated. So each tree, it knows exactly what the optimal shaking rate would be. And then the last one is really around multi-agent navigation and response. And so this is multi-bots in the field being able to cooperate and do cool things. So, yeah, I think it's a really exciting time.
Yes, that's for sure. Well, thank you so much for stopping by and chatting with me today.
Yeah, it's been absolutely my pleasure.
I'm here with Michael Ratka from Bosch Engineering Group and here today at FIRA USA. And so can you tell me about what you do at Bosch?
Yeah, sure. So my name is Michael Ratka. I am located in Germany. I'm quite active as a senior sales manager for Bosch Engineering, which is a member of the very large and big family of Bosch. So we are explicitly dealing in all the off-highway topics, independently if we talk about construction, agriculture, mining, or even the marine business. So everything which is not taking place on public roads. And we are quite active in the field of surround sensing components, automation, as well as electrification. That is where we are quite active. And for sure, beside all the component business, we are very active in supporting our customers in different kind of automation projects when it comes to services around the projects which are needed, as said, security, safety, consulting, requirements, analysis, testing, validation. Here, we have a very experienced team which is focusing on those topics.
Wow, that's a lot. And I don't know, I'm curious, in Germany, is it the same where the regulations are kind of behind the times? Where here, we could be doing a lot more on farm if the regulations would allow it. Is it the same kind of thing happening in Germany?
Exactly. So more or less the same challenge. I think that especially here in the US, most of the states are a little bit more far ahead than us in Europe or even Germany. So, but as I said, regulations and everything which is related to this is really an issue and still something which needs to be solved quite quickly so that the industry and especially the manufacturers or even all the suppliers, which are quite active, needs to know, okay, what is the right direction and what do we have to fulfill even to bring those machines into the market?
Absolutely. And so what do you think of the show? Have you been here? Were you here last year? And what do you think about the show this year?
I have been in Toulouse this year in France.
Okay. Oh,
and
right.
Really like that format of that FIRA fair because it's different to typical fairs or even congresses. So here you have the great mixture of presentations, panel discussions, as well as the live demonstrations where you can really see the machines operating and for sure even the exchange with all the manufacturers and companies which are here. With their great concepts, ideas. So it's really different. And that's why we from Bosch side decided also to be an exhibitor here in the US. My US colleague has been there last year in Fresno, was also super happy and excited. And that's why we are here and presenting our solutions and components.
Amazing. So what are you most excited about for the future of agriculture? I know it's moving fast right now.
Indeed. Mm-hmm. To see really the ideas, the concepts and the vision of each of those companies which are here, that they become reality. So nowadays or today, we already see agriculture machines which have assistance systems on board, which support the driver, which is still on board of those machines in the daily work. And then tomorrow, or more or less in the near future, we see machines which do have sensor-based functions on board, which take over more and more the even driving or the work task of the machine. And then for sure, the longer-term vision of fully autonomous agriculture machines, this is really exciting to see. And here we as Bosch, we try to be a part of it. So we support our customers even in bringing those visions to reality in the next couple of years. And that's really exciting to see.
Yes, I agree. Very exciting. Well, thank you so much for stopping by and chatting.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I'm here today at FIRA USA with Gabe Sibley from Verdant Robotics. Welcome, Gabe, and tell me about what Verdant does.
Yeah, hi. Gabe Sibley here with Verdant Robotics. Super happy to be here. Thanks for having me. Mm-hmm. So what we do is digitize the farm, so build millimeter-level maps of everything that's out there, and then deliver atoms on target super sparingly. So you can save a lot on inputs, also automate a lot of work that's difficult to get these days. So save farmers a lot on their largest cost centers. And then we track that over time so we can understand how that super sparing of inputs leads to better outcomes. And so drive things like higher yields, larger produce, increased value. So that's where you help the farmer on the other side, not just saving, but also generating new revenue that's not possible without that digitization step.
Right. Amazing. So is it a software platform then that they log into?
So this is a hardware implement that goes on the back of any vehicle, and it's like the intelligent sharpshooter that rides along on the back of the vehicle, makes all those decisions that you would have an agronomist make if they were in the field with a paintbrush, just sparingly putting the inputs on to guide the outcomes that they think are best, right? So it's a bunch of computer vision and machine learning and high-speed actuation, aimable squirt guns that can shoot 20 BBs per second to put a dot here and a dot there. And so that's how we're able to guide that outcome.
Wow, that's incredible. And what have you seen at the show here at in terms of things that are mind-blowing, really? There's so many robots just wandering around. What have you taken away from this show?
This is early days, right? This is the Precambrian explosion. You look around and there's these vastly different approaches, right? Different morphologies and configurations. And so clearly there's a lot of evolution yet to come. I was surprised by the sheer number of mechanical weeding implements. I didn't know there were so many players in that space. And I guess I'm pleasantly surprised that nobody else is doing pinpoint spraying. I think it's early days for our industry, and the industry is, it's starting to explode. The bottom line is there's a lot of value to be delivered through automation, through digitization. And so that's great. The growers are super interested. There's a lot of traction, a lot of people that are willing to buy machines. We're very happy to sell these machines and do our part.
Yeah, that's amazing. And I think it such an incredible point about that accuracy and less chemicals, right? And less spraying, healthier for labor and healthier for the world too, or for the earth.
I mean, certainly when you're talking about things that are toxic and not good for us, but when you're talking about pollen or, organic fertilizers or other organic things, there's a lot of chemistries and biologies that the plants fundamentally need. That's how we grow the food. There's one thing that's, I think, really important is that we don't just do weeding. We do a lot of other things. When you're talking about inputs on target, that's happening actually year round. And so it's this really broad canvas of what are the chemistries and biologies that help plants grow. And then that allows us to do things that we've done in conventional ag with things like genetic selection, instead do that, spatially and temporally and achieve the same results for similar costs, but do that super specifically and then scale that across many, many acres, thousands, hundreds, ultimately millions of acres. And so you can have that specific treat every single plant independently at scale. And that's kind of the superpower of computation, right? Computers can count a billion things per acre very happily, and people will never do that. It's just in their wheelhouse.
Yeah, absolutely. And I like how you mentioned we're at the Precambrian period. That's a really good way to describe it. So what are you looking forward to most coming up in the near future?
So there's a lot of savings to be had. There's a huge ROI for the growing community at large, which is fantastic. That's going to help farms remain highly profitable, help, more broadly. But I think the super interesting thing is when you marry sort of the robotics and autonomy and computer science, when you marry all that technology together with the agronomy science and the deep knowledge that's in switched on growers' heads together with, better chemistries, that's going to lead to genuinely better outcomes. Healthier food, healthier land, keeping the land more sustainable, keeping the nutrients in the land so it costs less to grow good food. That's exciting.
Yeah, that definitely is. Well, thank you so much for stopping by, and I hope you have a good rest of your show.
All right, thank you so much.
I'm here with Martin Ullman of Ullman AI, today here at Fira USA. How are you doing today?
Hi, thank you. Yeah, I'm doing fine. Yeah. Enjoying the Fira.
Yes, do you want to talk about what you guys do?
What do we do? So we build a technology for non-chemical intraro weeding. And on this technology, we build the machines behind the tractor, but also we offer this technology to other manufacturers. So we are looking for, in the US, if there are manufacturers interested in AI, non-chemical, mechanical weeding, and then they can, instead of developing their own technology, they can use ours.
Wow. Wow. So in mechanic weeding, is it how does it work?
So it works that because we go in row or intra row, means you have to distinguish between the crops and weeds. So there's a camera, actually, a 3D camera, also a color camera. We've got the images. Then we understand, okay, what is the crop? Then we avoided the crop with our knives and just do it with cultivation. And it's especially useful for organic farming. So you, instead of making it with people, the hoeing, manual hoeing, you can do it by machine, and one 6-line machine is like 60 workers.
So we, the show is actually obviously much bigger than it was last year. How are you finding the show, and what are you enjoying about this week?
Okay, so it's first time for us here in the US, but also on FIRA, so I don't know, I cannot compare.
Yeah.
But yeah, it looks good, organization good, ladies doing a great job there. And yeah, we've been yesterday on this startup contest. Tomorrow I have some talks about AI in agriculture. So people here are very interested about this stuff.
Yeah, that's awesome. And what are you most looking forward to as we move forward with AgTech?
What we are looking for? Well, we are looking for more customers,
yes,
obviously.
Yeah.
But now a lot of people here are talking about agriculture of tomorrow.
Yeah.
We say we are doing things for today. We have already a product which people can buy using AI. It has a direct impact. Farmers can calculate the return on investment. So we say, no, it's not tomorrow. We are just here. Just take it. Make a calculation, see what this does, and maybe buy it.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for stopping by today, and I hope you have a great rest of your show.
Thank you, Chrissy.
I'm here today with Clint Cowden of the Hartnell College here in Salinas, California. How have you felt about the show so far?
It's been an amazing show. We're so excited to have it here in Salinas and being able to see really this cutting-edge technology. The integration of mechatronics and computer science with the plant science is truly amazing to have here in Salinas.
Absolutely. So Hartnell College, tell me about that and what you guys do.
So we're a small community college here in Salinas, California. We focus on all of the ag spectrum, so plant science, PCA, CCA, as well as a full mechatronics program, so automation and instrumentation are things that we've been doing now for about 3 years here. So we're really excited.
That's amazing. And who are you? Who are the students? Are they coming from a farm background, or is it more diverse than that?
So here in Salinas, the majority of our students, about 93% of our students, work in agriculture, but they live in urban areas. So they're out there, they're working in production agriculture, they're harvesting, they're thinning. So they have that style of background, but they're really looking into how they can get more in the management roles, and through our programs are able to move through it and then out into the field.
Amazing. And were you here at FIRA last year?
I wasn't at FIRA last year, no.
And what have you enjoyed the most about this show this year?
The startup pitches. It was really exciting to see the companies kind of where they're moving, where the technology is going to be in the next few years. That was, for me, that was a really amazing part to be in.
Yeah, for sure. And so looking forward to the future, what are you most excited about agriculture?
So really excited to see how we can have this integration of technology, truly moving from giving people data to actionable data so that we can truly drive that bottom line, especially in the leafy green and berry crops. The profit is so small that actionable data is so important to our growers.
Yeah, those are really good, great points. Well, thank you so much for stopping by for a chat.
Thanks for having us.
I'm here with Jeff Toole from PharmX at Fear USA. Welcome, Jeff. And tell me what you guys are doing at PharmX.
Thanks for having us. We're here really showing some of the new products that we have. We're farm automation systems, and we have a patented technology called perceptive navigation. And really, we're somewhat vehicle agnostic, but if you came to our booth, you'd see a FarmNG micro tractor, you'd see a Kubota tractor, and a DJI drone, all with perceptive navigation integrated into those platforms. So we're really a systems integrator, and we bring true autonomy to these vehicles. We really believe that perceptive navigation is the only true autonomy, because it sees the world as a human does. It doesn't think in the same terms from a GPS standpoint, so it's not thinking or acting and navigating on waypoints, latitude, longitude, etc. It's actually perceiving the environment about it, the characteristics, the elements within the environment around it using cameras and LiDAR, and then it's able to navigate very intuitively. So we're here showing the robotic side of our business.
That's amazing. And where are you located? Where is your headquarters?
Absolutely. So headquarters is in Mountain View, so Silicon Valley. Our robotics team is in San Rafael, and I'm personally in the Central Valley in Locust, California.
Wonderful. And of course, we're here at Fear USA. What do you think of the show this year? And what are you looking forward to seeing this week?
Yeah, I think the show's great. I mean, it's exceeded my expectations. Made a lot of connections. There's a lot of just a tremendous exchange between the various developers, companies that are all in this segment as far as robotics, automation, in the ag world. So it gives us a great opportunity to share ideas, connect, talk about possible synergies. And so it's been pretty exciting. So there's a lot of cool stuff.
Definitely. I agree. And as you are, knee deep into this this technology, what are you seeing as we move ahead? I often say it feels like we're there and we've made it, but I'm sure that there's a long way to go. So what are you looking forward to in the future?
So I think the future, I spent a lot of time thinking about this, and automation. There's been some growers that I know that have stopped by the booth and have had some interesting conversations. And they're all wanting to head in this direction. They know autonomy, automation. One of the biggest challenges that growers face today is labor and finding good labor and educated labor and just enough workers. So growers are thinking about, how can I control my labor costs? How can I do things in a more efficient and effective way, a more sustainable way? So a lot of what we're doing is based on sustainability, labor reduction. Obviously, if you can do some things in an autonomous way, then you can help reduce labor. One of the things that I see in the future is, one thing about robots is, I was talking to a grower about this, you might send someone to scout a field. And I've personally experienced this, where we're going to go in and do some DU testing, which would be to test the uniformity of the irrigation system. And the grower would say, hey, I sent my workers out yesterday, last couple of days, to check the field because we knew we were going to do testing. And we would go through these fields and find 6 or 7 leaks, even though the workers have been through. And I'm not saying it's necessarily their fault, but we get distracted. As humans, we don't see everything. We don't get texts. We don't get called, off to do other things. So when you set a robot to a task in a field, it's going to finish the task. But it's not going to get distracted. And I think that's going to improve the efficacy of what we're doing in the fields. It's going to allow growers to grow more optimally as far as irrigation and water. It's going to reduce inputs as far as fertilizers and things like that. And, of course, help reduce labor as well. So I think that's a huge part of the future.
Wow, yeah, it's amazing to dream about what's possible, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, thank you so much for stopping by. Great to talk to you.
Well, thanks for having me.
I'm here with Gary Thompson from Gus Automation. Thank you so much for stopping by to talk to me today. Can you tell me about yourself and your company?
Yeah, thank you very much for having me. So my name is Gary Thompson. I'm the COO and co-founder of Gus Automation. So at Gus, we build, we manufacture autonomous orchard and vineyard sprayers. So mainly meant for almonds, pistachios, walnuts, pecans, citrus, stone fruits, apples, and vineyards as well. So it's a sprayer, so essentially driving through the field by itself with no operator on board, spraying the trees and vines with the products they need to be healthy and produce good crops.
Yeah, I remember last year watching the demos, and it was just incredible to see your robots going in real life. Just something straight out of the future for sure.
Yeah, definitely. So really exciting to see growers' reaction to the machines. You know, it's just such a futuristic thing that they're realizing that it's not just the future, it's today. This is something that works. This is something that we have in a lot of growers' hands right now, that they own them and they operate them on their own. Really exciting to see that. And essentially what they're doing is they're taking one of their employees and upskilling him or her to monitor up to 8 of these at a time while they're out working in the fields. So it's just super labor efficient. Also very precise, given all the computer technology on it. And lastly, just the safety is huge. You know, we're removing that tractor driver, the operator, from the environment where chemicals are being sprayed. And so very, very safe, get them in a safe environment and monitoring multiple machines at a time.
Wow, very exciting for the industry for sure. And so what are you looking forward to over the next 3 days? And I know you guys were here last year, so you must love the show.
Yeah, so just looking forward to conversations with growers. You know, that's really why we're here, is to showcase our equipment to the growers, to the end user of our product, and really just show them, you know, how it can help them and produce a quick ROI. So very excited about that, and this is a fun event.
Wonderful. So what are you most excited about the future of ag?
You know, just continuing to get into more and more farms, really exciting to us. We're such on the forefront of this thing. And at Gus, you know, we started in 2014. So we were one of the very first companies that really got going down this autonomy path. And we started utilizing the machines in 2017 in our business and actually running them in our own company, which was really exciting because it was definitely built out of necessity. We built this for a company that we had for 40 years prior to that, and we were just struggling so much to find tractor drivers. So we built this machine and started using it and saw the benefits and started having growers asking us if they could buy them too. And we weren't even selling them at the time, but it really got us to think about selling them to other people and letting them see the benefits as well. So it's been really exciting to see that over the last handful of years, and we're just excited to get it out there even more.
So. Yeah, that's awesome and great points there. Well, thanks so much for stopping by for a chat.
All right. Thank you so much.
So I'm standing here talking to Brianna Layfield of AgBee. And excited to talk to her about what she does. So do you want to tell me a little bit about what your company does?
Yes, AgBee provides spray drone services for people in farmers, growers in California. We focus on specialty crops and look at the best way for drone application to help out specialty crop growers in the state.
Awesome. And do you manufacture the drones or do you retrofit them?
No, we actually do neither. We only provide the spray service. Wow. So we utilize XAG drones, which are based out of China. They're focused solely on agriculture. So we've been really happy with their product. So we're just dialing in basically drone efficacy on different specialty crops. We work with several UCs, Cal Poly Pomona, looking at spray drone efficacy in the different crop types because crop geometry plays a big role in that efficacy when it comes to spray drone application.
Wow, and I think the future of spraying is really going to go towards more drone application, right? Because getting the sprayer, the human, out of the equation is so much safer too, right?
Right, absolutely. And there's definitely a niche for drone application. You know, ideally smaller fields that are irregular shaped. They're dealing with urban encroachment. They're dealing with, you know, roads, power lines, buildings, you know, all that type of stuff is really great for drone application. If I get calls from growers that have thousands of acres to treat, drones really aren't the tool for them. You know, there's a place drones excel and there's a place where they don't. So really, we try to be as transparent as possible with our growers. We let them know this is what we can do, this is what we can't do, and try to really build those founding solid relationships that we can keep going years from now with them.
Yeah, that totally makes sense. And so you're here at FIRA USA. What are you enjoying about the show?
It is amazing to me, as always with FIRA, to see all of the different autonomous ag that's going on here, see how different companies are bringing together their solutions for growers, and to see how we fit into that as well, with different companies is just phenomenal. It's, to me, one of the best that I've seen as far as bringing together all of these disparate elements of ag tech and really giving somebody a complete picture of where ag tech is going.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you there. And so what are you excited about for the future of ag tech?
I'm most excited about this next generation that's coming forward and seeing what they do with all of these developments. So much of it has been develop the ag tech and the growers are over here. And so I really feel like that next generation is going to be able to connect those disparate elements. And so I'm excited to see where that goes in the next 5 years. Just excited to see the developments on autonomy, in AI, looking at how we can capitalize on those things to allow our service to be more effective.
Yeah, you're right. That next generation coming up has really been born and raised and bred into technology. So their perspective is going to be a little bit different than the generation before. I never thought about that. That's a great point. Yeah. And so thanks so much for stopping by and chatting and hope you enjoy the rest of the show.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Yeah.
Thanks for joining me here at FIRA USA. Don't forget to subscribe to North American Ag Spotlight at northamericanag.com or on Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Have a great day. Did you know that at northamericanag.com, we are committed to providing valuable resources for farms and agribusiness? Find your next podcast in the Best of Ag podcast library, delve into our on-demand webinar series, check out the latest in ag news, or treat yourself to a new hoodie or tee from our swag shop. Head over to our subscribe page to join our community and be the first to know about what's happening in the industry. North American Ag provides daily ag news and weekly podcasts covering ag tech, ag policy, new products, family, and faith. North American Ag gives farm families and ag professionals insight into what's happening in agriculture throughout North America. Ditch the mainstream media. Join North American Ag. Fastline Auctions, the ultimate destination for online farm equipment auctions. Looking to list equipment? Fastline Auctions knows farmers, and farmers have trusted Fastline for their equipment needs for over 45 years. With unmatched digital reach and direct-to-farmer catalogs, they can find the right buyer for your equipment. Not to mention, they have the industry's lowest commission rates. And if you're looking for equipment to buy, you can bid with confidence. No buyer premiums, no reserves, just integrity. Fastline Auctions, your trusted platform for hassle-free, cost-effective farm equipment auctions. Visit fastline.com for more information. You can join us for a tour of the Fastline Auctions platform July 13th at 6:30 p.m. To register for this webinar, go to northamericanag.com/fastline-webinar. That's northamericanag.com/fastline-webinar to register now.